You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
And a good Monday afternoon.
I miss you. Oh, love this song.
Who's on bass?
Why would I care who's on bass?
Randy Jackson.
Okay.
From American Idol.
Okay. What do you do with the lack of space in your brain?
For I fill it with worthless 80s stuff.
Of the worthless 80s music knowledge that clogs it.
Wow. Well, just like you with crime knowledge.
Yeah, you're right. Actually, you
have worthless crime knowledge in your brain.
Your knowledge is healthier than mine. I will give you that. Both strange, but your knowledge is healthier.
Both clogged with useless knowledge, though. Yeah.
That is accurate.
Mm-hmm.
That song was released in 1986.
Nobody cares.
Speaking of clogging my brain.
Just kidding.
On my way into work today.
Nobody cares.
I got a text. And you know how sometimes you get a text from somebody that just says like, hey, how you doing? Well, that's spam.
Yeah, of course.
Like the thing that comes in that says, like, give me an example. Usually they use a name now. Hey, it's Tina. Are you still meeting me tonight? That is all spam. Do not reply.
I got one that said, hey, Brent, can't wait to see you later. Who's Brent?
This?
Was that spam or somebody sending a text to the wrong number?
Well,
I didn't reply.
Sometimes you know and sometimes you don't. So this morning I'm driving on my way into work in my car. And through my car, the text comes in because I don't like touching my phone. And it says, hey, D. Now, very few people call me D.
I don't even call you D.
Some of my old directors, like, hey, D. Yeah, but it's very, very rare.
Okay.
Hey, D, this is blank. And I'm not going to say the name because it is a friend of mine that has a pretty
unique name.
Let's say it's Jan. My friend is Jan, and it's not Jan, but let's say it's Jan. So okay. I only know one Jan. All right. So here's the text. I'm going to read it. Hey, D, it's Jan. I wanted to let you know that I sent you an email a couple of weeks ago because I thought that maybe I was less than kind. I just wanted you to know that I am in no way meaning to be rude to you, and I'm hoping you didn't take offense, but I wanted you to know that I would never intentionally be rude to a kind, gentle member of our group family. Hope you'll join us tonight.
Now, Jan, by the way, because I know
even
who you're
though it wasn't Jan, it came into the car as Jan.
But if it was this person whose name is not really Jan, she is the kindest, sweetest.
Oh, yeah.
Never would be rude to you in the first
ever.
Place.
But I'm also thinking, oh, my God, has she been fretting about this? I have no idea what she's talking about. So I reply, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry. I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. We're moving in as we speak. I'm buried under construction and mounds of things. I feel like I've been hit by a truck. I don't even know where my underwear is, and I'm late for work. This was a very kind text. Thank you. But I truly have no idea what you're talking about. Don't sweat it.
Okay.
Reply. No problem. Congratulations on your move in. Okay. Now I'm starting to think this is not Jan because everybody knows I've moved. No problem. Congratulations on your move. I do know what a hassle that is. Take a deep breath. Remember, sometimes it's one step at a time. The acronym you are asking for stands for Touched by Addiction. It's our Naranon family group name. I have a sneaking suspicion you won't be joining us for the meeting tonight. In the meantime, I'll keep you in my prayers that all goes well with your move and you don't feel so overwhelmed. I reply, oh, sweetheart, you definitely have the wrong number. I promise I am not the person you are looking for. This person, who clearly is in a group, a family support group, like a Narcotics Anonymous family support group, thinks now that I'm in denial and basically replies, when you're ready, just come back. I'm sorry for the trouble. I know you're busy.
So can you go back and read your initial response?
Yeah, I told her I can't even find my underwear right now because if it was Jan, she knows, like, whatever you think you've done to upset me, you haven't. And even if I was upset, I don't have time to be upset. I don't even know where my underwear is.
Do you not see that your responses reek of somebody who is in denial about their narcotic addiction?
Moving sporadically, can't find your underwear, late for work.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are a Naranon candidate if I've ever seen one.
Yeah,
the last reply I got was, I'm delighted you've never had a need for a Naranon meeting. I will see to it that your number's removed from our contact list. I wanted to write back and go, I'm not in your contact list.
Because you're in denial. You need a Naranon meeting like nobody's business.
I am not in denial. I don't know who Hey D is, but she clearly thinks that she's writing to someone.
And what are the odds that she's writing to somebody whose name starts with D?
But do you know how intimately, casually acquainted you and I would have to be like, Hey D, It's very...
Dana, I would argue that there are few people on this planet closer to you or to me than each other.
Yeah. I mean, for AD...
Dana, you FaceTimed me yesterday, and I was in my blue Stafford robe, and I answered it.
Well, it was funny. Every once in a while, something happens during the weekend.
I was shaving.
Which, by the way, we usually don't talk on the weekends, but sometimes we do, and we try to not bother Sam on the weekends. But something happened on Saturday.
No, it was Sunday.
That was so funny.
See, Naranon.
I called my dad.
She needs a meeting.
He and I couldn't breathe when I was on the phone with that man because his reaction. And he said, you have to tell Scott. And so I did.
So she calls me. I'm in my blue robe. T is standing there putting her makeup on. I'm shaving or getting ready to shave. And she FaceTimes me yesterday morning at, like, I don't know, was it 10 o'clock or something? And I answer the FaceTime call, but all she can see is the ceiling. And I said, this is going to have to be your view. Because I'm in my robe and I'm getting ready to shave. And she says, No. I need to see your face when I tell you this story. And I'm like, I'm in my robe. And she goes, I don't care. So I prop the phone up near the sink in the primary bathroom and tell them the story you told me.
It's very simple. I went in to return three things very quickly at the front of customer service
at Home Depot.
At Home Depot. And the woman was having issues with the wand. The customer service woman was trying to get it to wand. And it wouldn't. And I knew on my way in there, we had had a lovely breakfast. I had had some coffee. That at some point I was going to have to stop and use the restroom. I thought the customer service, I didn't want money back. I said, give me a store credit. I don't even care. Just one, and then let's be gone. I was moving. We were in the middle of the move.
Oh, there were things moving. Like,
so she goes
movements.
To wand, and you can hear her typing. She goes, yeah, try your credit card again. And as this goes on, like 6 minutes, 8 minutes, I say to her, you know what? You know when you're doing the little dance, Sam? Has Scott told you this story, by the way?
Yes.
Oh, great. I said, Marge.
Why do you think I had the fart noises?
Where's the restroom? And of course, whenever you're in a store and this happens, she says, oh, it's all the way in the back corner.
Right.
I mean, you've seen the meme with Forrest Gump that just takes off running past the mailbox down the street.
Correct.
I leave my credit card. I leave the three items we were returning. I go, I'll catch you in a bit. Just you keep doing you. I'll be right back. I take off. I mean, it started out as kind of
Were you runzing?
I was kind of, you know, kind of speed walking. And then I was like, oh my goodness. And I did. I told Scott, I got about to where the washers and dryers and the refrigerators are. And I looked up and I saw restroom still this way, still walking. I thought, oh my gosh, it's like, I'm not going to make it.
Did you make it?
Sort of.
That's a no.
You didn't make it.
I am 51 years old. I call my dad and I go,
you didn't answer the question. Did you make it or not?
Have you ever
not?
Crapped your pants in a Home Depot okay. asking for a friend? So keep in mind, Marge has my credit card and all three things that I'm returning. This turns into a much longer transaction. I finally get back up there and I'm laughing because I can just hear the conversation I'm about to have with my dad. And I get up there and she goes, well, there you are. We thought we had lost you. Of all the, I'm just going to tell you right now, of all
you
the times that it takes so long to scan,
control.
Then to wand. And then she's like, can you tap it or can you put it in the machine? And I'm like, oh my God, like I got to go.
Was there a scent
no,
around you?
No, there was not, but it, you know.
Are you sure?
It was like touch Charlie and Brown. Go for a while. It was touch and go for
Were
a
there
while.
There flies?
Got my money back.
We're going to need a neat cleanup on aisle four.
I waddled out of there.
Was it a nine-wig boom boom?
I went straight home. I said to my love, you do not even want to know what. He goes, what took you so long? And I go, I don't want to talk about it.
Somebody on the text line wants to know, did you gamble and lost?
Surely I have enough time just to do this one real quick thing. The answer is no.
Wow.
Oh, don't act like you have never had like an emergent situation. Like even in a car. That's the worst.
Oh, no. I Dana, I don't trust farts, period. End of story.
But sometimes, because, like, if you're on the highway, you know,
no,
that's the scariest time.
Because years ago, I trusted one, and I gambled, and I lost. So I don't trust farts ever.
Okay.
Period.
That's good. That's good to know.
Anyway, so I
How was your weekend, Sam?
Well, better than yours. I did call Sam this morning, and I said, you're not going to believe this. He goes, what? And I told him the story about your trip to Home Depot.
Yep.
I said, this is my life, Sam. This is what my Sunday morning looks like.
Good talk.
I'm just trying to shave, go about my day.
Good talk.
Enjoy my life. And I get a FaceTime at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, and then he goes, you're on speakerphone. Not that I care. Like at this point, we all sort of share
Oh,
everything.
No. You go, I don't care. I have no dignity left.
Now imagine this pitcher of iced tea is really a gallon of your feces. Now see how its super thick fluff filter allows for maximum absorbency without leakage.
I'm impressed. Oops, I crap my pants can hold a lot of dung.
And get this. Oops, I crap my pants are biodegradable. Now that's good for the environment.
Say, how do you know so much about oops, I crap my pants?
I'm wearing them, and I just did.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
I did not realize that Johnny Russell, one of my favorite players from Sporting KC, now plays for Salt Lake City, Real Salt Lake. I go to the game on Saturday night, and guess who's playing against Sporting?
No way.
Guess who scored the only goal for Salt Lake against Sporting? Johnny Russell.
I am so happy for you to see that. That makes me happy.
He's one of my favorite players of all time. And by the way, I was telling Sam earlier when we were talking on the phone, I don't know this for a fact. It's my guess, you know, because he's up there in age, 36, 37, whatever he is.
Yeah.
And Sporting kind of unceremoniously cut him after last season. And I thought he had just gone into retirement. And I get there, and there's this kid who sits behind me every game, super knowledgeable about soccer.
Oh, good.
And
you guys, get to know each other, sort of?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I know him real well. And he goes, Scott, are you here to see Johnny Russell? And I said, no. Johnny Russell doesn't play for Sporting anymore. And he goes, oh, no, he's right there. He points to the field. And there's Johnny Russell playing for Salt Lake.
There he is.
And I'm like, I had no idea. He goes, yeah, they just picked him up. Anyway, it's my guess because of his age. He probably did not move the family out to Salt Lake.
Probably not.
They probably stayed here. He's got a little one-bedroom apartment or something in Salt Lake. Or
he has enough money to have like three apartments.
Maybe. He does speak the Scottish. Remember the time you met him that one night?
Afternoon? Yes, he was lovely.
Yes, very handsome.
Spoke the Scottish.
He does speak the Scottish. Anyway, he's got three young kids, and this was one of the few games I stayed all the way to the end. Because I just wanted to watch him play. And when he came out in the 77th minute, everybody stood up, gave him a standing ovation. It was very nice. And then at the end of the game, his three kids go running out onto the field.
Oh, how old?
Young. You know, 3, 5, 7, I don't know. They're all wearing their dad's jersey with his new number, 77.
It's darling.
And where it would say Russell on the back, it just said Dad.
Oh.
And I've got to think that his family has stayed back here in Kansas City while he goes and plays at one or two seasons in Salt Lake, because I have never seen a man so unbelievably happy
to see the kids.
To see his kids.
Yeah.
And they go running out on the field, and he's like, he gobbles them up, and he's just like hugging them like he's never met them, you know, in a year. And I mean, my heart was just, it was warm. Because I was like, wow, what a great...
Of course.
I should have taken a picture of it. It was just so heartwarming. And I'm like, wow, that is a dad who loves his kids.
Yeah.
And his kids adore him. And it was really nice to see.
Makes me happy.
Yeah. Do you think his kids think what he does is cool?
Probably.
They probably think it's cool? Because you always hear those stories like, yeah, I mean, my kids just... they think it's dumb that I go out there and play football for... $50 million
well,
a year.
But, let me tell you this, but.
I'm just dad, right?
Dad. No matter what you do for a living, you are just dad.
True.
Honestly. You know, until you get to like, you know, Mahomesville, and I think they've grown up with security and all of the things, you might think that that's a little different because your friends don't have those things. But for the most part, no matter what your job is, to your kids, it's just your job.
But good on Sporting fans, by the way. Scott, you mentioned to me that they gave him a standing ovation.
They did.
Good on Sporting fans for that, because there could have been a lot of bitterness for the fact that he is no longer part of the team and scored the only goal against the team.
That wasn't his choice, though.
Right.
They cut him.
Well, when you walk the entire game. Sorry, Johnny.
Wow. Just couldn't go without throwing that one out. Huh?
Sorry. Sorry.
He is a bit of a walker, but yes, that's true. But he scored.
He did. I took my little nephew to go see his first Royals game on Saturday.
Oh, How did that go?
He was not very into the baseball.
How old is he?
He is three.
Okay,
so
three.
So we'll get there.
Three's hard.
However, he did cheer with the crowd every time the crowd cheered. So let's go Royals. There were a lot of Dodgers fans, so there was a lot of let's go Dodgers going on.
Did you see Otani?
He cheered for that as well. Yeah, I saw Otani pitch. I saw him.
That's right. He did pitch on Saturday. Mm-hmm,
swinging a couple of pitches. And
okay, did you also see our pitchers strike him out a couple of times?
I did.
That was super exciting.
Yeah, got him looking. I also got to see a Pasquatch home run for the first time in a while.
Yay! Nice.
It was enjoyable.
So yesterday, Washington slugger James Wood became the first major leaguer since Barry Bonds to be intentionally walked four times in a game. It happened in their game against the Angels.
They keep stats on everything.
They do. This is the first time in 21 years that a batter was walked four times intentionally.
He's that good?
Well, I don't know if he's that good or they wanted the guy behind him because that person was an easy out.
Maybe. So how bad do you feel if you're the next guy, but how good do you feel if you're the first guy?
Right.
The guy behind him is like,
And one more sports note. LeBron James has opted in for a 23rd season next year with the Lakers. He will be the first player in NBA history to play 23 seasons. He will make $52.6 million dollars.
It's good work if you can find it.
Now, he wasn't the only player to play 22 seasons.
No.
So he was just chasing the record.
He will be the first to ever play 23.
And he's getting $53 million to boot.
$53 million, yep. And there's rumors that this will be his last season with the Lakers, and then he wants to go play one more season with Cleveland.
Just
did you watch any of the NBA draft?
Yeah, we watched the first round, most of the first round.
We had
none of the second.
In the background. Like if we were running out to grab something to eat because we were moving all weekend, we had it on in the background. Those young men get younger and younger every year.
No, the men don't get younger.
I don't know that they get taller, but they get younger.
So, if I'm not mistaken,
we also saw the hockey draft. There was a whole hockey draft this last weekend.
How bored were you?
Well, it was just like we couldn't eat in at all the last week. So we were constantly eating out, and that's what was on the TVs.
The vast majority of players selected in the first round were all freshmen. Almost all of them. I think there was one.
Freshman?
Oh, yeah. Almost all of them.
All right.
I think it was 85% or something were freshmen.
If you're a prodigy.
913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
So there will not be a verdict today in the Sean Diddy Combs trial. The jury has wrapped up their deliberations. They are going home. But when they do reach a verdict, we will bring it to you.
Do you think you would be traumatized being on a jury like that? Because I do.
Oh, sure. I mean, not only did you have to hear the testimony, but they showed videos.
I don't
of these freak
offs,
or whatever they're called.
No.
They are called freak offs.
No.
Yes. I mentioned to you earlier, Scott, in the newsroom that I don't see a world where he walks on this. And
Boy, you
are still convinced that he might.
I do. I don't think he's innocent necessarily of criminal activity. I just don't think he's guilty of the charges they've filed against him. Is he a domestic abuser? Yes. And there's plenty of evidence for that.
Is he not charged with that?
No, he's not. It's human trafficking.
Racketeering.
Racketeering. That's the other one. Mm-hmm.
Now, we didn't see a lot of headlines about any racketeering evidence that may or may not have been presented, because those weren't the gory ones talking about the freak-offs.
Yeah, and he's gross. I mean,
But why not throw them all in together? Like, on count one of domestic...
This is a federal trial.
Oh, is that why?
So I don't think domestic abuse is a federal crime.
So they could still recharge him with domestic violence
on the state level. If there's not a statute of limitations that's already run out.
They did release a picture of him in court, and man, he has aged like
so he's 80 years and six months. He can't dye his hair, and so he's very gray. But, and we've said this before, I don't know who the courtroom artist is, but that person is either blind or needs to be fired. Those pictures of Sean Combs.
He doesn't even look like him.
I mean, who is the artist who's painting these pictures?
We've looked this up before, and there's a wide range of sketch artists available out there.
Yes.
As you can imagine.
Yes.
With a wide range of talents.
And this one has none.
You would think you would go with, like, all right, who did the racketeering trial for this? Like, they've got a body of work that you could look at.
Correct.
And say, okay, I'm looking at this now, and that sort of looks like Terry Nichols, or name your federal trial.
When you were at Channel 5, Did all of the TV stations have to agree on who the courtroom artist was going to be?
No.
Could you have your own?
You could. You could absolutely hire your own.
Huh.
I want one that has a history of drawing caricatures. That's what they said for the Diddy trial.
Clearly. Clearly. So tell everybody what's going on at KCI. This is interesting.
So I do not remember this growing up, but I did take a flight once. And I remember my grandma coming with me to the airport because I was
called guest pass.
Nine or something. Right. And there was something called a guest pass. And the story comes to us from Channel 5. It says, what's old is new again with KCI. Specifically, their guest pass program. Flyers wanting assistance to the gate or company. I'm going to call it company because assistance makes it sound like I'm in a wheelchair. I need you to help me. Flyers wanting company to the gate can now be accompanied by non-flyers thanks to a new program. KCI's Guest Pass is a single visit electronic ticket allowing a person to shop, dine, explore, and accompany a loved one to their gate. There is no charge for the pass. But if you're interested, you have to apply 1 to 7 days prior online.
Okay.
Once approved, an email confirmation will be received. And that, along with a driver's license, passport, or valid government-issued real ID, is all you need to enter the terminal. The guest pass user will still have to go through TSA.
I like it.
Why did we stop doing this?
9/11?
But you still go through the same screening. Like, you still have to go through TSA.
Why do we still take our shoes off?
I'd better really love you to Richard go through Reed. TSA and go through all that just to go, like, have a cup of coffee with you before you leave. Do you know what I mean? The most likely scenario would be
kids.
My 18-year-old is flying, and he's like, Mom, I can do it. And
or
I'd
your
be like,
80-year-old mom.
No, let me go with you, and I'll get you something to eat, and we'll get you all settled.
Or your significant other.
Or significant other. But even for an SO, Sam, would most people go to the airport?
No.
Go through TSA.
Have you seen some of the clingy couples out there?
Yes.
Well, there you go.
If they're that clingy, wouldn't they be traveling together?
No, they want to go and stand at the gate. And
What noise just came out of your face?
No, this is my fake crying.
Oh, I thought that was kissing.
I'll tell you, I broke down. No, I broke down like a maniac when Jack left to go on a 3-month internship in a different state. I could only take him up to the TSA counter where they're looking at your driver's license.
Dana, you freaked out when he stopped to go poop.
It was a lengthy stop along a stretch of I-70 that looked like he was in the woods.
At any rate, went to a bathroom.
He was only 18 when he left.
Wow.
Really, Sam? And I remember as we got a little bit closer to the TSA woman, I just broke down crying. I would have loved to have gone in with him, bought him lunch. I still would have cried, but it probably wouldn't have been the awkward in the line breakdown.
Well, and for a lot of people, this would be bringing back something that they have never experienced. But with KCI, the old KCI, we got to almost experience it.
I could just go in.
Because the gate was right inside security. It's not like you sent him off on some journey.
And all the restaurants, and there weren't many, but the restaurant was outside going through TSA. So if you wanted to go have lunch and then, all right, you got an hour to your flight, maybe time for you to go through security, blah, blah, blah. I can't, like, in my life with two adult children, a mother who is perfectly capable.
Yeah.
I can't see a scenario where I'm going up to KCI to have lunch while you're getting ready to go on your flight. I'm not that clingy.
Okay, so like when my daughter left for London and she was gone for 3 months, I absolutely would have wanted to go in there with her. Just like, you know, are you nervous? Tell me, like, let me buy you lunch.
And you wouldn't have that conversation before she went
to
the airport?
Yes, but I think with international travel, I would have felt better just going with her.
I went to London to go see your daughter.
I know you did. I appreciate that more than you know.
Took her out for dinner. We had Indian food. It was lovely.
Now, you don't have to be paired with somebody who is flying, correct? You can just apply for the pass and
pop in to get lunch?
I don't think you can just hang out there.
I don't think you just applied to just shop at KCI.
That is what it said.
No.
No, it's to accompany someone.
It's a guest pass. You're somebody's guest. The way I read the story is you have to be there with somebody else.
Okay.
Somebody who has a ticket.
Yeah.
I just wanted to clear that up.
Because otherwise you're just a weirdo.
Right. I mean, who would just go hang out at the airport?
What are you doing today? Well, I'm going to go have lunch at KCI.
To go enjoy the restaurants and shops and explore the artwork and atmosphere of KCI.
Yes, with your person who's leaving to fly.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
So no text line. You cannot just get one of these to pop in for lunch.
Who would?
Somebody on the text line is asking if they could do that.
That would be a first.
Texter, I didn't call you a weirdo. They did.
No, I'm not calling the texter a weirdo. I'm saying if you're going to get a guest pass and go up to KCI to look at the art and to eat, you're a weirdo.
Okay, I'm sorry to go squirrel. Jackson County, y'all need to go home. You're drunk.
What happened now?
Now Executive Frank White, who, by the way, previously called for an investigation into the private life of one Manny Abarca. We've since seen the news stories roll out involving what he is alleged to have done.
And he's going through a divorce.
Right.
Well, now Jackson County Executive Frank White is calling for an investigation into Sean Smith.
Who's Sean Smith?
Another legislator.
For what reason?
Who supported the recall.
This effort. Is his own shiny object.
Yep.
Nothing to see here.
I'm not the problem. The
recall petition
has
started, but what you really need to do is look over there.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Let's go to Chris in Independence. Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I was listening earlier, and I had to call because I was just watching the news. The mayor just got on there. He talked about this pass and how this would allow people to come to the airport to watch planes take off and leave. They'll be able to enjoy the stores up there, eat at one of the restaurants. And we were all just like, are you kidding me? He's trying to sell this as a tourist attraction.
No, it's a hand off your 15-year-old attraction. That's it.
Oh, man. We were smoking while watching the news because that's how we do it. But it blew our mind that, they're trying to turn the airport into tourism.
So, Chris, to clarify, you're saying the mayor was suggesting you don't need to be with a flyer. You can just get a pass and go spend money.
You go get a pass to go up there for people who like watching planes. You'd go up there and watch them take off and leave.
But that's weird. That's weird.
Exactly.
That would be
that's
like
why
me,
we
Chris.
Were freaking out.
That would be like me, like going to the hospital just because. Like, I don't know anyone there that's having surgery. I'm just going to check out the gift shop.
Well, but there are people who would do that. And here's why. Have you ever been to a railroad crossing and there are train spotters?
That's
who just sit there and watch trains go by?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yes.
No.
People do that.
All right.
A rail fan.
Will you read your email and then read the next story, I think, but I don't know if we should. But you can look at it and then tell me if we should read it because it's about the airport.
Oh, it's called a foamer. That's what they're called.
A foamer?
That's right.
The train spotters
That's
are
right.
called foamers because they foam at the mouth.
Okay.
We've had this conversation before.
Okay. But that's a hot, like, going and parking at the airport, you know, no matter what it costs or how long you're there, then getting in.
But it doesn't cost anything. It's
then
free.
Then going through the TSA. No one is going to do that to go grab a Dunkin' Donut.
We know people that are very obsessed with aviation.
If you're an enthusiast.
Go to the TWA Museum.
Becky in Peculiar. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you.
I'm good. I was telling... oh, gosh, I've lost it.
Sam.
No, I'm so sorry.
Sam, yes.
I would definitely take advantage of it. My son has been active duty Air Force for 14 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I rarely get to see him and his family. So when they would come, I would definitely take advantage of that extra time with them.
I think there are going to be cases, Becky, here or there where that makes sense for people. But for someone just to say, you know what, we're not doing anything on Saturday, it's raining, why don't we go up to KCI and hang out? This is just not going to happen.
No, that's not going to happen at all.
You want to go to Meet Mitch, which is incredible. Go to 95th and Mission Road. You don't have to go to the airport.
There you go. But yeah, I can see where it's not going to be, like the gentleman before said, the tourist attraction that the mayor is trying to make it out to be, but it definitely will help some of the, like the military families or people that don't get to see family members very often.
Sure.
Just based on what you wrote in the subject line.
Good point, Becky. Thank you for the call.
The answer is going to be a hard no.
I want to tell people, we're not going to read the story. There are people getting flagged by the TSA.
Yeah.
You should shower before you go to the airport. There's a certain, well, I think this is news you can use, Scott, without being tawdry. You know, there are certain people that have perspiration issues, and that perspiration issue can light up the security. What do you call it when you're going through when you go through and they go, put your hands up here.
The metal detectors?
It can light up your nether regions on the metal detector.
If there's a certain level of...
It is a fact, Scott.
Moistness.
What?
It is a fact.
What did you just say?
You get all sweaty.
Your sweat can set off the alarm bells through the TSA machines, and then they have to come and do the secondary search.
All right.
It could be anywhere near the groin region. I'm telling you, this is in the news right now.
And it's called swamp crotch?
Well,
that is what it was called.
That's not what you have to say. I was trying to not be like tawdry about it. But
it's in the headline.
A self-proclaimed mid-sized woman claims the TSA body scanners routinely flag her at different airports if she is perspiring.
Has she heard of a shower?
Look, I'm just reporting the news, Scott.
Extra AC in the car on your way there?
Doc in Platte City. Hello, Doc.
Hey there. Hey, here's a suggestion for going to the airport. There was a movie called Happily Ever After with Suzanne Somers and Bruce Boxleitner, and they were just starting to date, and he took her to the airport, and they're at this gate, and she goes, are we picking somebody up? He said, no, look around. And she looked around, and here's all these people kissing each other goodbye, and he plants one on her. And she goes, you crazy nut. And he pulls a piece of paper out of his pocket, and he said, there's 20 more flights leaving in the next hour.
Aww.
They just went from gate to gate to gate to make out.
That's kind of weird, but sweet.
Yep. All right.
No, it's kind of weird.
Perspiration is the weirdest thing that does set off the scanners.
Why?
It has to do with millimeter wave technology and how those waves bounce off water. The insider added that because of that, the machines often generate false alarms due to sweat. Some countries, including France and Germany, have banned those types of scanners altogether because of it.
Well, also because in France, they only shower about one time a week. Can you imagine if the detector goes off?
No.
Because you are so...
sweaty.
Gross. That you activated the detector because of your scent?
It wouldn't be embarrassing for you because you don't necessarily understand what's setting it off until you're listening to this program and I just told you. The wander, the TSA agent,
they know.
Knows what set
do
it off.
Do you think people who stink, and we've all been around somebody who has horrible body odor, do you think people who have really bad body odor know
no.
that they have bad body odor?
No.
You don't think they can smell themselves?
I don't. I think it permeates everything, and it just becomes part of your...
You go nose blind. You remember the old commercial? I think it was Febreze.
Oh.
Are you nose blind to your own stink?
I mean, because, like, how do I say this? I've gone to work out before, you know, in the morning, and
yeah.
several hours pass, and I haven't showered yet, and I'm like, and I can smell myself.
I met someone for the first time over the weekend and just said, look, it is what it is. We're moving. I do not smell good. And she goes, get in here. I'm a hugger. And I go, at your own risk.
So you could smell yourself.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I've been sweating all day.
586-7798, Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.